Do we, Ruth Ann, have anybody on the call representing the petitioners? Because we do want to give them an opportunity to make a presentation, whether it's Ms. Lister or Mr. Spencer. I don't see them on my screen, but that doesn't mean they're not on the call somewhere that I can't see.
Yes, Mr. Spencer is here.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Spencer, we did want to give you an opportunity to, you know, make it to address the board on this topic, if you are so inclined.
Thank you, Chairman Draper. I am inclined. Can you hear me all right, everybody?
I can. Thank you.
Okay. I would be on the Zoom, but it's kind of, my connection's kind of choppy. So Hillary has a conflict here this morning. Possibly she could join us later, but she has submitted some written comments through Ruth Ann, and she asked if I could read them to you and then follow up with some of my own, and hopefully that I can keep this to about 10 minutes.
That'd be fine. Yeah, go ahead. That'd be fine. Thank you.
Let's start with Hillary. To the members of the Board of Environmental Protection, I am writing in support of the DEP recommendation that the board adopt rule change language to modify 06096 CMR Chapter 400 to include environmental justice as a consideration in the public benefit determination process, as proposed in the petition. I have concerns that the department recommendation for the BEP to not include protection of the health and welfare of local communities in the public benefit determination standards will result in continuing risk to communities where waste facilities are located. DEP comments indicate that the concept of ensuring protections for the health and welfare of local communities is already incorporated into rules governing solid waste facilities. However, the current rule language has allowed licensing of facility operations that have resulted in hazards to the health and welfare of local communities. Health and welfare are currently addressed in rules in 06-096 CMR C-400-3D, which states in part that, quote, the department shall issue a license for a solid waste facility whenever it finds, based upon substantial evidence in the record, that the solid waste facility will not constitute a hazard to health or welfare, end quote. This rule language does not make clear whether protections for health and welfare of local communities should be taken into consideration by the department when determining public benefit. A public benefit determination is made when the commissioner finds that a proposed solid waste disposal facility or expansion provides a substantial public benefit that meets the following required standards. This is a little down in the weeds language here, but this is the way she wrote it, so I'll try to buzz through it. You can look it up, this up, and read it yourself. Okay, number one, the facility meets immediate, short-term, or long-term capacity needs of the state. For purposes of this paragraph, immediate means within the next 3 years, short-term means within the next 5 years, and long-term means within the next 10 years. When evaluating whether a proposed facility meets the capacity needs of the state, the commissioner shall consider relevant local and regional needs as appropriate and the regional nature of the development and use of disposal capacity due to transportation distances and other factors. Two, except for expansion of a commercial solid waste disposal facility that accepts only special waste for landfilling, the facility is consistent with the state waste management and recycling plan and promotes the solid waste management hierarchy as set out in 38 MRSA 2101. Number three, the facility is not inconsistent with local, regional, or state waste collection, storage, transportation, processing, or disposal, and one, for proposals to accept by a publicly owned solid waste landfill, waste generated out of state, the proposal facilitates the operation of a solid waste disposal facility and the operation of that solid waste disposal facility would be precluded or significantly impaired if the waste is not accepted. Okay, that's the end. That's the PBD, the Public Benefit Determination Statute. The petition for rule change proposes to modify 06096 CMRC 405E to include the following standard for determination of public benefit. Quote, the facility operation is not inconsistent with protecting the health and welfare of local communities and is not inconsistent with ensuring equal protection and environmental justice for communities where the waste facility is proposed or operating, end quote. Including language to specify that facility operation must not be inconsistent with protecting the health and welfare of local communities does not contradict current laws or rules and simply makes clear that this protection needs to be considered to determine whether facility operations truly provide public benefit. Current public benefit determination standards, such as the requirement for the facility operation to be consistent with state waste management plan and recycling plan and promote the solid waste management hierarchy, are incorporated into other sections of rule governing facility licensing. The fact that these issues and concepts are addressed elsewhere in rulemaking does not preclude their inclusion in rules for determining public benefit. Similarly, the fact that the concept of health and welfare are addressed elsewhere in rules should not prevent protections for health and welfare of local communities from being considered in the standards for determining whether a waste facility provides real public benefit. Thank you for taking the time to study and work on these important issues. Sincerely, Hillary Lister.
Is here.
Okay. Mr. Spencer, we did want to give you an opportunity to, make it to address the board on this topic, if you are so inclined.
Thank you, Chairman Draper. I am inclined. Can you hear me all right, everybody?
I can. Thank you.
Okay. I would be on the Zoom, but it's kind of my connection's kind of choppy. So Hillary has a conflict here this morning. Possibly she could join us later, but she has submitted some written comments through Ruth Ann, and she asked if I could read them to you and then follow up with some of my own, and hopefully that I can keep this to about 10 minutes.
That'd be fine. Yeah, go ahead. That'd be fine. Thank you.
Okay. Let's start with Hillary. To the members of the Board of Environmental Protection, I am writing in support of the DEP recommendation that the board adopt rule change language to modify 06096 CMR Chapter 400 to include environmental justice as a consideration in the public benefit determination process, as proposed in the petition. I have concerns that the department recommendation for the BEP to not include protection of the health and welfare of local communities in the public benefit determination standards will result in continuing risk to communities where waste facilities are located. DEP comments indicate that the concept of ensuring protections for the health and welfare of local communities is already incorporated into rules governing solid waste facilities. However, the current rule language has allowed licensing of facility operations that have resulted in hazards to the health and welfare of local communities. Health and welfare are currently addressed in rules in 06096 CMRC 403D, which states in part that, quote, the department shall issue a license for a solid waste facility whenever it finds, based upon substantial evidence in the record, that the solid waste facility will not constitute a hazard to health or welfare, end quote. This rule language does not make clear whether protections for health and welfare of local communities should be taken into consideration by the department when determining public benefit. A public benefit determination is made when the commissioner finds that a proposed solid waste disposal facility or expansion provides a substantial public benefit that meets the following required standards. This is a little down in the weeds language here, but this is the way she wrote it, so I'll try to buzz through it. You can look it up, this up, and read it yourself. Okay, number one, the facility meets immediate, short-term, or long-term capacity needs of the state. For purposes of this paragraph, immediate means within the next 3 years, short-term means within the next 5 years, and long-term means within the next 10 years. When evaluating whether a proposed facility meets the capacity needs of the state, the commissioner shall consider relevant local and regional needs as appropriate and the regional nature of the development and use of disposal capacity due to transportation distances and other factors. Two, except for expansion of a commercial solid waste disposal facility that accepts only special waste for landfilling, the facility is consistent with the state waste management and recycling plan and promotes the solid waste management hierarchy as set out in 38 MRSA 2101. Number three, the facility is not inconsistent with local, regional, or state waste collection, storage, transportation, processing, or disposal, and one, for proposals to accept by a publicly owned solid waste landfill, waste generated out of state, the proposal facilitates the operation of a solid waste disposal facility, and the operation of that solid waste disposal facility would be precluded or significantly impaired if the waste is not accepted. Okay, that's the end. That's the PBD, the Public Benefit Determination Statute. The petition for rule change proposes to modify 06096 CMRC 405E to include the following standard for determination of public benefit. Quote, the facility operation is not inconsistent with protecting the health and welfare of local communities and is not inconsistent with ensuring equal protection and environmental justice for communities where the waste facility is proposed or operating, end quote. Including language to specify that facility operation must not be inconsistent with protecting the health and welfare of local communities does not contradict current laws or rules and simply makes clear that this protection needs to be considered to determine whether facility operations truly provide public benefit. Current public benefit determination standards, such as the requirement for the facility operation to be consistent with state waste management plan and recycling plan and promote the solid waste management hierarchy, are incorporated into other sections of rule governing facility licensing. The fact that these issues and concepts are addressed elsewhere in rulemaking does not preclude their inclusion in rules for determining public benefit. Similarly, the fact that the concept of health and welfare are addressed elsewhere in rules should not prevent protections for health and welfare of local communities from being considered in the standards for determining whether a waste facility provides real public benefit. Thank you for taking the time to study and work on these important issues. Sincerely, Hillary Lister.